All right, everyone, buckle up, because today we are diving headfirst into a piece of tech that is so cool, so powerful, and frankly, so tiny that I'm still wrapping my head around it.
Definitely one of those seeing is believing situations.
Exactly. It's called the Bogler Mini Computer, and I think you, my friend, are going to want to hear about this.
I can already tell this is going to be good. Lay it on me.
So picture this, a computer, a fully functional computer, smaller than a credit card.
Wait, hold on. Smaller than a credit card? Like, how is that even possible?
I know, right? But it gets even wilder. It comes with built-in Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, USB, audio jack, even an SD card slot. All in this tiny little thing.
Okay, I'm intrigued, but my skepticism sensors are tingling a bit. That's a lot to pack into such a small package. What's the catch?
Well, the catch is that there's no catch. This thing is the real deal. It's all thanks to this ESP chip family I keep hearing about.
Ah, yes. The ESP chips. Those are game changers, let me tell you. Incredibly powerful for their size. You wouldn't believe the processing speeds and memory they managed to squeeze into those little chips.
Right. It's like they've unlocked some secret level of miniaturization. But okay, powerful is one thing, but how user-friendly is this Bogler?
This is where it gets really interesting. You see, they've designed the Bogler to be programmed using, a spreadsheet.
A spreadsheet? Like Microsoft Excel.
You got it. It's like planning out a project or a schedule, breaking down each action step by step. You assign timings, and the Bogler does the rest.
Hold on. So no complicated coding languages. No debugging cryptic lines of text. That's actually genius. Especially for someone like me who's, well, let's just say, not a coding whiz.
Exactly. And that's the beauty of the Bogler. It takes something that used to be intimidating, coding, and makes it accessible to anyone, regardless of their technical background.
So if even I can theoretically wrap my head around programming this thing, what kind of cool stuff can you actually do with it?
Oh, the possibilities are pretty much endless. They were talking about using it to automate a model train setup.
Oh, yeah, I read something about that. Controlling the speed, the lights, maybe even some sound effects. Now, that's what I call a next-level train set.
Right. But it goes way beyond toy trains. We're talking about controlling robotic arms, interactive art installations, even custom home automation projects.
Whoa, hold on. Did you say home automation? Now you're talking my language.
Think about it. Controlling lights, appliances, maybe even your coffee maker, all with this tiny little device that you programmed yourself. And the best part, it's incredibly affordable.
Okay, now you're just making the rest of my tech look bad. But I gotta ask, if this thing is so small, how do you actually control it? Especially for something complex like a robot arm or a whole home automation system.
Well, for starters, it's got that built-in Wi-Fi, remember? And they actually have a Wi-Fi remote you can use to control it wirelessly. Perfect for making adjustments on the fly.
So no more being tethered to your computer. That's handy. But what about something a little more, shall we say, contemporary? Like an app?
You're one step ahead of me. They're actually working on a mobile app right now, and it's going to be completely free.
A free app. That's always music to my ears. What will you be able to do with the app?
It's designed for real-time control and feedback. So imagine seeing sensor readings, adjusting parameters, all from your phone. It's like having a high-tech remote control in your pocket.
Now that's what I call convenient. But wait, it gets even better. I was reading that these Boglers can actually communicate with each other.
Yeah, that's another one of its coolest features. Imagine the possibilities. You could have multiple Boglers working together to create even more complex systems, like a network of tiny supercomputers all controlled by you.
It's like something straight out of a sci-fi movie. It really makes you wonder what incredible things people will create with a device as powerful and user-friendly as this. I'm ready to see what kind of crazy contraptions our listeners come up with.
Me too. And the best part is, you don't need a degree in robotics to get started. A little imagination and a Bogler are all it takes. So here's a thought for everyone listening. If you could automate just one thing in your life, even something small, using this tiny computer, what would it be?
That's a great question, and one that I think we'll all be pondering as we eagerly await the release of this revolutionary little device. For more information on the Bogler Mini Computer, check out the link in the show notes. And be sure to let us know what you would automate. We'd love to hear your ideas. Until next time, happy tinkering.